Time flies.
兄弟记得在2011年6月26号 and, 我就是向你们告别。
And I remember it was back in June of 2011 that I say goodbye to you.
一转眼之间已经是五年多了。
And 5 years, more than 5 years have passed.
但感谢主，今天神又带领他的仆人回家。
But I thank God that He brought me home today.
因为这也是我的家。
Because this is my home.
这是神的教会。
And this is God's church.
感谢主。
And I thank God.
也谢谢陈牧师，还有谢谢教会的长老执事邀请我讲道。
And I want to give thanks to Pastor Chen and the elder and the and deacons and to invite me to be here with you.
今天我们在主的爱中又彼此见面了。
And so that we may see each other today in the love of God.
我来到本教会的目的，今天就是要传讲神的话。
And today for me to be here is to share the word for
you. 我看到有三位姊妹们受洗归入主的名下，我心里也是很阿们，也感谢主。
And then I was really moved and then thank God that we have three sisters to be baptized.
今天神给我的感动呢，就是我要讲关于彼此建立同性服事。
And the sermon that I'm going to give today is edifying one another and serving God together.
曾经有一所基督教机构，他发出一个问卷 survey.
And it was actually a survey from a Christian institution.
问到今天的教会最主要的一环是什么呢？
And the question was, what was the most prevalent issue today in the church?
答案就是人际关系。
And the answer is the religion of brothers and sisters.
又问到今天教会最大的困难到底是什么？
And so what is also the what is the biggest problem today exists in church?
答案还是一样，人际关系。
And it's the same answer. It's a human relations.
所以在教会里面，如果人际关系好的话
，So if the relationship is good in the church,
教会就能够彼此建立同性服事。
And then church is able to edify each other and also serve.
然而，如果人际关系不好
，If not good.
那么保罗告诉加勒太教会第五章第十五节说，若是相咬相吞，他们就彼此消灭。
And Paul actually say this in the Galatians, saying that if you bite and devour each other, and then you're headed for destruction.
你们知道这里所说的彼此消灭，就是我们的力量消失，我们的目标消失。
In other words, that our strength will actually diminish and our purpose will diminish and then finally we will be destroyed.
所以彼此建立同性服事是一个非常重要，也是我们应该追求的一环。
In other words, build each other up and then serve God in one accord, and that is a very important thing.
腓立比教会是保罗所爱的教会。
And Church of Philippi actually is being loved by God.
因为保罗说从头一日一直到他写这一封腓立比书，他们都是同信和以信望福音。
And so it was testified by Paul that from the from day one until to this day that Paul wrote this letter that they were always serving God together.
保罗开始传福音的时候，他是以这帐篷为业，只有腓立比教会来支持，并且用这个金钱使福音能够 狂窜。
In the early age of Paul's ministry, Paul was a tent maker, and but Philippi, Church of Philippi, had always supported him, not only spiritually, also in the form of financials.
在耶路撒冷曾经发生这个饥荒。
And actually, they were famine at sometimes.
腓立比教会虽然在大试炼的时候，他们也是很乐意的捐助。让耶路撒冷的教会的弟兄姊妹得着帮助。
And in the midst of famine, Church of Philippi still continue to support them, the followers in Jerusalem.
所以腓立比的教会不单是有信心、有爱心，也是非常的热心。
Therefore, not only that they have faith, and also they are very loving.
我希望我们的教会。也是成为二十一世纪的腓立比教会。
And I wish that our church will become the like Church of Philippi in the 21st century.
弟兄姊妹，教会要彼此建立同性服事，要有什么条件呢
？So what kind of principle that we need to follow in order to build each other up？
最基本的条件就是在腓立比书第一章第二十七节。
And the most important principle actually is from the scripture we just read.
圣经说，只要你们行事为人以基督的恩相称。
And it says, as long as that you have the worthy manner as Jesus Christ.
叫我何来见你们，或不在你们那里，你们是同性合意的，同一性质站立的文，为主的福音传开。
So whether I am among you or absent from you, that you are serving in one accord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters
我们应该要彼此建立同性服事
So we need to build each other up and serve in one accord
彼此关怀
And that we love each other
彼此帮助
And that we help each other
彼此代祷
And that we pray for each other
这样子我们才能够彼此建立
And that way we may build each other up
我们若彼此建立才能同性
If we build each other up, and then we may serve in one accord.
教会应该怎么样能够达成同性服事，还有彼此建立同性服事呢
？And how can we reach that goal?
第一个，我们应该要活在主的爱里面。
And first of all, that we need to live in the love of God.
只有在基督里面，我们才能够有新的生命。
And only in Christ that may we have new life.
并且在基督里面，我们可以有这个耶稣基督的生命在我们里头。
And also that we may have life of Christ in us.
只有这个新的生命使我们能够彼此建立。
And only in this kind of new life that we may build each other up.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经告诉我们。
And Bible also say this.
人有了基督，有了儿子，就有生命。
And that when we have
a son,
when we have a son, and then we will have a life.
若是没有儿子，就没有生命。
And without him, that we without love.
所以这个新的生命是在基督里面。
So the new life actually is in Jesus Christ.
如果我们有新的生命，他有新的生命。你有新的生命，我们才能够连在一起。
And if we all have new life, then so we may be connected with each other.
记得主耶稣说：“我是葡萄树，
and,
你们是枝子。”
And Jesus says, "I am the grape, and you the vine."
如果枝子与枝子之间发生关系，那么这一棵树才能够成长，才能够结果子。
And if vines are connected, then this tree will bear fruit.
所以我们彼此建立，我们就能够看到这个属灵的果子。
So when we build each other up, and then we will see the fruit of spirit, of spirit.
问题就是我们是不是今天活在基督里面
？And the question is, are we living in the Christ?
第二点，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的性质，也有一样的意念。
And actually, and also that we, you all need to be to have like minded, and also giving the same, having the same kind of love, and also same mind and same spirit.
这样子我们才能够彼此建立。
And this way that we may build each other up.
什么是同样的意念呢？
And what does it mean by like-minded?
我相信本教会近年也有一个目标。
And I'm sure that our church have a goal for this year.
陈牧师也带领你们，给你们一个清楚的意向。
And I'm sure that Pastor Chan have given all of you a great vision.
这个意向成为我们这个追求的目标。
And this vision is something that we pursue together.
神在不同的时代寻找不同的人。
And God actually in different ages and he'll pursue different people.
神用不同的人做不同的事。
And he used different people to do different things.
为了要成就他的旨意。
And so that his will may be carried out.
神也给每个人有不同的恩赐。
And God actually give different people different gifts.
那最宝贵的就是我们要同性合一。
And the most precious thing is that we have the same
heart. 我们大家彼此配搭。
And that we work with each other.
神就把他的恩典赐给我们。
And God will give His grace to us.
弟兄姊妹，我到这个Dallas 之后。
And when I arrived here.
我到 Dallas.
Oh, when I went to Dallas.
神给我机会，在一个印尼的华人教会服侍。
And God gave me an opportunity to serve in an Indonesian Chinese church.
那个教会已经差不多23年借用别人的礼拜堂来聚会。
And for the past twelve, thirteen years, and they were using American church to conduct their service.
我们两位到了那个教会的时候，神给我们一个感动。
And when we first arrived at that church,
就像我们在 Tulsa, 神给我们感动，我们要开始有自己的这个圣堂。
And God moved us just like He moved us back then in China that we need to have our own place to worship.
In this church.
Yeah, back then.
And 以后呢，我们一起祷告，求神给我们意象。
So we pray together and ask Him for vision.
神正的带领他的教会。
And God truly led His church.
在一个特别的情况之下，神为我们预备了6.8的这个英亩的地。
And on a very special occasion, then God had prepared about 6.8 acres of land.
我们这里的地大概是2.1，是不是？2.5。
And this church actually was sitting on the land of 2.5 acres.
所以在差不多这个3倍的。这个地神为我们预备。
So it was about 3 times larger, bigger than this Tulsa location.
现在我们就准备要建堂了。
And now we are in the preparation of building the church.
所以神在不同的地方用不同的人。
So God used different people in different locations.
感谢主，神使用陈牧师，还有张长老，还有执事们。来牧养这里的教会。
And I thank God that God uses Pastor Chan and Deacon Board to nourish this church.
所以这是很重要，我们要有从神而来的意象。
So this is very important that we need to have vision from God.
这个意象成为我们教会的目标。
And this vision is supposedly our purpose.
我们还记得当保罗神给他意象之后。
And we recall that when God gave Paul a vision,
他的生命有一个转捩点。
And Paul has completely changed.
180度的转变。
It was a 180-degree change.
从一个这个欺压教会的一个人。
And from a person who persecuted the church.
现在他热心为主传扬福音。
And became a person who enthusiastically preached the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们求神给我们有清楚的意象。
And brothers and sisters, we need to ask God for a clear vision.
如果我们不违背神给我们的意向，我们的人生才真正的有意义。
Only by not following the will of God, then may we have purpose in our lives.
教会应该顺从神给我们的这个意向。
And church should on the same way that obey the will of God.
那么教会就能够彼此建立。
And then by that may we establish our.
还有圣经说我们要同有一个心志。
And also, Bible said that we need to have the same mind.
这是不容易的一件事情。
And this is not very easy to do.
因为以前我们是在自我的这个重心的生活上。
Because we have always been so self-centered.
现在我们应该把自己交托给神。
And now we need to give ourselves to God.
从自我重心，现在我们要求基督耶稣成为我们生命的重心。
And from self-centeredness to the Christ-centered.
因为我本身是一个 big hole， 是填不满的。
And self actually is a big hole in big void, and you can never fill.
只有耶稣基督才能够充满我们的生命。
And only Jesus can fill that void.
保罗说：“现在我活着不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
And Paul says that to live is not for myself anymore, but for I live for Christ.
还有呢，保罗说他立了一个心志。
And also Paul made a new decision.
因我活着就是基督。我死了就有益处。
And to live is for Christ, and to die is to gain.
这个性质非常的重要。
And therefore, this mind, this will is very important.
因为这个性质成为你的推动力。
Because that becomes your motivation.
弟兄姊妹，大概我们还记得我们以前的一位执事，就是梁万林。
And you probably remember one of the deacons in the past, and his name is Wan Ling.
Yeah, 上一个月他跟我联络。
And last month he contacted me.
他说他的太太的中院的工作已经结束了。
And he told me that his wife has terminated her job.
他们两个人一起祷告。
And that they pray together.
神给他一个清楚的看见。
And God gave them a very clear vision.
他要放下这个俗世的一切工作。
And that she needs to lay down all the worldly works.
他要到大陆去为主传扬福音。
And they want to go to China and to preach the to gospel.
所以上个月19号，他们两位都到中国大陆。
So last month and on the 19th, and both of them went to China.
并且他们。在那里要住大概六个月，以后六个月再回到美国。
And they will reside in China for 6 months at a time, and then return to the U.S.
这个决定是不容易的。
And this is a very difficult decision.
但是他们看到神的恩典，神的带领。
And yet they saw the grace of God, and they saw the guidance.
还有前任的执事，你们知道严基阳啊，还有这个李雄啦。还有这个林富海他们都很热心在教会里面侍奉着。
And there were other deacons, and that they were in other locations, and they were very devoted and still serving God.
因为他们看到神的给呼召给他们。
Because they saw the calling of God.
所以求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
第三点，我们所要看到的。我们怎样能够彼此建立同信服事呢？
And also, what is the third point for us to establish each other and serving one accord?
保罗给我们一个警告。
And Paul gave us a warning.
凡事不可借挡，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
And that you cannot form faction and also do not self-seeking.
只要存信谦卑。这个看别人比自己强。
And do everything in humility and see others always better than ourselves.
所以求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
除去我们骄傲的心。
And remove pride from us.
让我们把耶稣基督高举。
And that so that we may lift up Jesus Christ.
学习耶稣基督的谦卑。
And learn from him of his humbleness.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
耶稣基督在十字架上 他为我们担当我们的罪孽。
And Jesus has sacrificed for us on the cross.
并且他愿意把自己的生命献上。
And he took our sins and willing to sacrifice
himself. 是为了要拯救你我。
So that you and I can be saved.
所以求神帮助。
So may God help us.
让我们真正的学习耶稣基督的谦卑。
That we may truly learn from his humility.
还有一件很重要的是，我们要彼此建立同性服事，我们应该要学习彼此接纳。
And we also need to learn how to accept one another.
保罗他怎么说呢？他说要彼此接纳，像耶稣基督接纳你们一样。
And Paul said that we need to accept one another just like Christ accepted us.
世界上没有一个完全的人。
And there's not a one complete perfect person.
每一个人有他的长处，也有他的短处。
We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
但是我们要接纳别人的时候，连他的长处、短处，我们都要接纳。
So when we accept one person, and we need to accept his weaknesses and his strengths.
我们这样子呢，才能够真正的经历怎么样彼此建立。同性服事
that we may truly experience how to build each other up and serve in one heart.
保罗他告诉我们，我们要怎么样才能够彼此建立同性服事
and Paul actually teach us some more about this topic.
腓立比书第二章第一节告诉我们，所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉、爱心，有什么安慰、圣灵有什么交通。信众有什么慈悲怜悯
and,
我们就应该要爱心相同意志相同
and Paul actually encouraged us that we need to encourage each one another and comfort one another and also always give love to each other
你们知道在圣经里面这里有一个若这个字
and Bible says that if
yeah, 在希腊文这个 ifIf clause 有三个，有三种的。
And in the Greek dictionary, actually, if has three definitions.
第一种就是肯定发生。
And one is it will definitely happen.
第二种是有可能发生，要有条件。
And second is it may happen, but with conditions.
那么第三点是肯定没有发生。
And the third is definitely will not happen.
但是在这一节里面，我们就看到这个是不但是肯定发生，乃是已经发生了。
And in this scripture, we see that this if is not only it has happened and it will continue to happen.
如果我们有基督里面的劝勉。
And if we that encourage each other in Christ,
就是神的话
and which is word of God,
并且我们在言语上，我们在沟通方面能够真正的凭爱心来说诚实话
and also that in whether in our words or in our deeds, and that we truly speak from love,
我们彼此的安慰
and that we comfort each other,
并且在圣灵的光照、圣灵的带领之下，我们彼此交通
and also that have fellowship in spirit,
不论断别人
and that never judge others.
这个问题可以解决
and that all problems that this kind of problems can be solved
还有每一个人都要一个有慈悲怜悯的心
that we all need to have compassion
我们才能够看到我们彼此建立同行服事
and so that we may see, we may truly build each other up
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
and brothers and sisters
最后我要用一个见证
And finally, I'd like to give you a testimony to conclude my sermon.
你们大概知道，在南美洲有两个国家，它的边边就是在一起的，它的边界。
And you're probably aware that in South America, there are two countries border with each other.
第一个是智利，还有这个阿根廷。
And Chile and Argentina.
那么这两个国家。有一次发生纠纷
and one time that they had dispute
在1902年这个纠纷是非常非常的恶劣
it was back in 1902 and the dispute was becoming more and more severe
那怎么办呢
and how did they resolve that
这个两国开始要彼此打仗
And they were talking, even talking about war.
感谢主，在哪里的教会，无论是牧师，无论是传道，无论是弟兄姊妹，他们对于这件事情很关心。
And thank God at the time that churches were really concerned about this, this issue.
所以两个国家的教会，他们决定要有一个祷告，还有禁食，为这件事情向神祈求。
So churches at both countries that decided to fast and pray for this dispute.
不要发生冲突。
And so that they will not go to war.
感谢主，神听他儿女的祷告。
And thank God that God had heard their prayer.
政府有彼此的联络。
And the government is starting to talk to each other.
并且听到教会的弟兄姊妹，他们有这样的互求祷告。
And they also heard the prayer of both sides.
他们就放下枪炮。
And therefore, they decided to lay down the weapons.
他们就开始有一个真正的沟通。
And starting to work towards peace.
并且他们定下一个志愿。
So they made a decision.
在这个边界的一个地方，他们固定的地方，他们要盖一个耶稣的一个像。
And they want to build a statue of Jesus on the border.
两丈六尺的这个很大的一个像。
And it's a very tall statue.
Yeah, 这个像是一个象征性的。
And it become a symbol.
但是最主要就是在耶稣像的这个下面的几句话。
And also there was a scripture on the foot of the statue.
他说，阿根廷还有智利的两国人民，在主基督的权柄之下，我们放下一切的误会，并且我们建立和平。
So it says that under the authority of God and for both for Argentina and the Chile citizens that were willing to lay down the differences and then to reach towards peace.
这个山可以移动。
And the mountain can be moved.
但是我们的性质不改。
Yet our decision cannot be changed.
所以感谢主，从那个时候开始到现在，这两个国家就是彼此和睦的，自己发展。
So I thank God that they will never dispute after that.
彼此发展并且保持他们的和平。
And they maintain their peace and friendship and development.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
今天我们在主的面前。
And today that we all before God.
让我们放下我们的自我。
Let's lay down our self-centeredness.
让我们求神除去我们的骄傲。
And remove our pride.
除掉我们的私心
and the selfishness
并且我们求神给我们有谦卑顺服他的心
and give us humility and willing to serve
还有最主要一点
and most important of all
就是以基督的心为心
and use his heart as our heart
如果我有基督的心
if I have the heart of Christ
敬拜者没有基督的心
and that Pastor Siswanto has the heart of Christ.
还有弟兄姊妹有基督的心。
And that you all have Christ, the heart of Christ.
我们才能够彼此建立同心服事。
That may we build each other up and then serve in one heart.
并且信望主的福音。
And that so God's the gospel may be prosperous.
但愿神祝福他的教会。
May God bless His church.
我们请大家低头祷告。
And let's pray.
慈悲的天父，我们真是感谢你。
Merciful Father, we thank you.
因为你爱我们，从罪人当中拣选我们。
And you love us, and you single us out from our sins.
让我们能够真正的在这个世界上为主做盐做光。
So that we may truly become your salt and light.
我们知道人际关系是非常的重要。
And we know that human relationships are very, very important.
然而人际关系也是教会最大的问题
and it is becoming so prevalent and is becoming a very big issue
主啊求你给我们从你而来的爱
And may you give us your love.
除掉我们的世心。
And remove our selfishness.
除掉我们骄傲的心。
And remove our pride.
让我们学习像耶稣基督一样。
So that we may learn from you.
谦卑接纳每一个人。
And to have humility to accept everyone.
像耶稣基督接纳我们一样。
And just like Jesus Christ had accepted us.
因为我们本身没有什么好处。
Because that there was no single good point in us.
但是当我们接受你的时候。
Yet when we accept you.
当你的新生命在我们里头。
When your life come to our lives.
你改造我们成为新造的人。
And you change us become a new creature.
然后我们能够彼此建立同心服事
and so that we may build each other up and then serve in one heart
奉主耶稣基督的名
and in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen, Amen.